My eyes fly open. I've kept them squeezed shut for what's felt like minutes, but which must have only been for a couple of seconds, in a futile attempt to clear my head, to calm myself. There's a thumping sound, and my head snaps up to face my bedroom door. I hold my breath as I imagine it flying inwards, revealing an intruder. My eyes flit back and forth blindly in the dark until I realize that relentless beating, it isn't coming from outside. It's my own thrumming heart. Adrenaline seeps from my pores as my temple and my pulse pound aggressively. I count backwards from 10. I close my eyes again and focus on sounds in a bid to combat the darkness that's threatening to control my senses. My breath sharp and shallow, my heart, its beat settling to a low, steady march, like an army advancing into battle. A siren in the distance, a fox wailing, its harrowing cry echoing under my prickling skin. Taking a deep lungful of air, my breath catches at the taste in my mouth. Metallic, sharp. I've felt this before, this tingling on my tongue. Carefully, deliberately, as though keeping my movement steady will somehow slow the passing of time, I turn my head to look, to see. My eyes have adjusted now, and I slowly take in the details of the tableau that's spread out before me. My gaze drifts from the shoes strewn carelessly in opposite corners of my room to the trail of clothing that lies in motionless heaps. Clues, all pointing my way. And me, hands in my lap, tense, my body barely perched on the edge of my bed, my fingers dark and glistening. I am naked and covered in blood. I make out thick, dark smears streaked across my walls, my pillow, my stomach. My hands are shaking, dark red droplets dripping from my fingers into a puddle on the carpet by my feet. I try to remove myself from the pool, its surface glistening in the glow of the street lamp beyond my window. I push myself further onto the bed, and as I scrabble into the corner, clutching the bed covers, my fingers close on something warm and sticky. For a split second, I let my hand linger, but I don't turn around to look. I already know what I'll see. How did things go so wrong? I try to clear my mind, to follow the thread of events that led to this, but it's not a linear path. It's convoluted. A tangled mess that, if it was picked apart and laid out thread by thread, would probably all end up here anyway. Somewhere deep in my gut, an instinct nags at me, reminding me of what I'd rather not acknowledge. Reality is slippery, out of reach, an ever-changing shadow. But there are certain facts as solid as the body in my bed. They're circling me like predators, screaming the truths I can't ignore. No matter how much I'd like to. This isn't over, they snarl. You started this, and only you can finish it.